A video deposition of a man implicated in the 1997 John Hartman murder in Fairbanks was played in court yesterday. The interview of Jason Wallace aired as part of an evidentiary hearing being conducted to determine if four other men convicted of the crime are innocent. The Wallace deposition offered no new insight into the Hartman attack, as Wallace repeatedly invoked the Fifth Amendment right not to self-incriminate. Meanwhile, Judge Paul Lyle refuted state attorneys' attempts to suppress earlier statements Wallace made about his involvement to attorneys in 2003 while jailed for an unrelated killing for which he's serving life in prison. Judge Lyle says Wallace's recently leaked statements about the Hartman attack can't be used against him, but will be put into the court record.
If Mr. Wallace were ever charged with anything, or any civil suit were ever filed against Mr. Wallace related to what he said to his attorney, those statements would not be admissible under the current evidence rules. But they're admissible in this proceeding.
Judge Lyle emphasized that it's still to be decided if Wallace's statements about the Hartman attack will be considered in determining the innocence of the four other men convicted of the crime.
Whether or not they are admitted for hearsay purposes is the next level of analysis.
Wallace's 2003 statement says he and friends randomly targeted 15-year-old John Hartman on a downtown street. His accounting is to some degree backed up by a more recent confession from former Fairbanks friend William Holmes, who's also serving life for other killings. Holmes testified Monday that he drove the car while Wallace and others went after Hartman. The hearing is expected to continue through October, after which Judge Paul Lyle could exonerate the men convicted of the Hartman killing. George Fries, Eugene Vent, and Kevin Pease remain jailed. Marvin Roberts is out on parole and the only one of the so-called Fairbanks Four attending the hearing in person.